from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're gonna get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is the Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Which One Wednesday here on Mic'd Up. It's Tiffany's favorite segment. She's so glad to be back and involved with this segment.
I'm thrilled.
She loves debate
Well,
style.
You know what? I like it because I'm corny.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get to that in just a minute.
Oh.
We'll get to that in just
I like
a minute.
It because yeah. I win. Did you listen to Eye of the Tiger in the break to get yourself pumped up?
Oh, okay. You put your little hood up and all of a sudden you're all hardened. All right. Cool. Let's roll.
Tiff, we did have. Were you here when Squid Shady came over to the Mafia? That was a big defection for the
Yeah,
for the
wasn't
nation.
I on the... Yeah. I think I was.
I don't know. He was...
He'll be back.
You know, he was like...
He called in, I think, the day before left. Yeah. Maybe the morning I was leaving.
Maybe so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can't keep that name. So either he changes his name or he just...
I don't know.
No.
He wouldn't be the first player in the transfer portal to
maybe change to Shady Squid
to go back.
Yeah. Anyways, it's week one for the Atlanta Falcons. They'll be facing off with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Guys, Dylon's not here, so Day-Day's running double duty behind the glass. He will be the judge and the jury as far as this segment goes. Day-Day knows the deal, although I was disappointed in him last week. All right, hey, let's start here. Speaking of the Atlanta Falcons, bigger problem for the Atlanta Falcons in week one. We just talked about him. Will it be Cam Hayward or will it be George Pickens? Bo, we'll start with you. Cam Hayward or George Pickens? Bigger problem week one for the Atlanta Falcons.
You know what? I'm going to go with Cam Hayward.
Dang it.
Cam Hayward's a Hall of Fame
player. You can
agree
with him, Tiff?
Yeah, but I got to come reasons. Up with like, ugh.
You know, and it depends on where they want to put him. You know, if they decide to kind of put him out there and maybe he gets on Chris Lindstrom. I think he could get the better of Lindstrom a little bit, but not overall. Put him over there against Bergeron, it worries me a little bit. A.J. Terrell is an all-pro corner.
How much time does he get?
I am not worried about him matching up with George Pickens because George Pickens will take himself out of the game mentally before anyone else needs to.
Ooh, Tiff, what do you think? George Pickens or Cam Hayward?
I'm going to go Cam Hayward, and not for necessarily the on-the-field reasons that Bo said. The man just got paid, right? He's going to be a Steeler for life. He's going to ball out for his team. He's always been the consummate professional at what he does, but I do think this is now going to make him play a little bit lighter, maybe be a little bit more agile on his feet now that he's got some deeper pockets.
Yeah, his pockets are heavier, but his feet are lighter, if you will. I like that, Tiff. I like where you're going. All right, how about this one? Big 12 football game. Would you rather attend as a fan? Big 12 football game or international NFL game? Big 12 football game, current Big 12, not old school, current Big 12 or international NFL game? Tiff,
all
we'll right. start with you.
Since I just came from global travels, and I have done two NFL games in London before, I will say I will go an international NFL game. And the reasoning is it's so much fun to see all these fans in their different jerseys. Like you always say here, don't be that guy showing up to a game in somebody else's jersey. But over in Europe, over in London, wherever the game is, nobody cares. They're showing up. They're just happy to be there and watching American football. A lot of times taking in their first game. Shout out to the Irish family. That's now become my second family that I met at the Georgia Tech FSU game. So they were thrilled to be there in their Miami Dolphins jersey with the dad and the Patriots jersey with the son.
I love that.
You know, if I want to go to a bowl game atmosphere, I'll go to the Citrus Bowl, all right? give me a Big 12 game with some passion. Maybe an Oklahoma State, Iowa State game. Maybe I'll go to Morgantown and watch West Virginia play one of those schools, and maybe they burn couches when I leave there. I want the environment of what college football is in America, the heartland of America, like Ames, Iowa. Give me that.
Politician.
I don't need to go watch a bowl game atmosphere that I've already been to.
All right. How about this one? Tiff, we'll come right back to you. Home sleep or cold hotel sleep? Home sleep or cold hotel sleep? Let's just say like a Westin for that reason. A cold hotel sleep.
Wait, a Westin?
I love Westin sleep. They always got those good beds. Oh, man, I sleep so hard in a Westin. What do you think? Home sleep, cold hotel sleep?
You asking me first or are you asking him?
I'm going with you.
Okay, I thought you said come back to me. I'm going cold hotel sleep.
Yeah.
There's nothing like dropping the AC in someone else's place, so you don't have to worry about running the air.
Come on.
And then going to sleep in like a little cocoon.
And hasn't science always told us the lower core body temperature actually is the
best
news?
Yes, it has. It is. And so sometimes it feels good to not be in your home and be in a hotel bed. Depending on what the hotel is, yes, Westin does have fantastic beds. And I'm not selling this very great, but just trust me, I travel a lot. There we go.
So. What do you think, Bo?
Well, I sleep really well in hotels.
With all that hate in your heart?
But there's no place like home, Tiffany. There is no place like home. Give me my bed.
That's clicking his heels together.
Give me my bed, even though my mattresses are older, but the pillows are better. There's too many. The hotel pillows suck, okay? There are too many of them. They're like sleeping on giant rocks that are in inflatable pool floats. I don't need it. I like a soft pillow. I take my home bed. I can turn my air on low, have the fan on. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
I want you to factor into your judging at the end of this. Do you want a used car salesman who has a politician kind of feel, who puts the little grit in his voice like this to try to really make his point? Or do you want authenticity? That's what I asked.
Lame authenticity at its best.
All right, how about this one? What's more gross, mayo in your water or olives on a sandwich? Mayo in your water or olives on a sandwich?
Aren't olives considered more like a whole food? Like, it's not very processed.
Yes, it could be natural.
I would say it's more natural.
That's your argument.
It's
natural.
Why would you want this red dye goop in your drink every day?
In some places.
Which is actually probably fueling the rage that Bo Morgan has.
That's actually a good call.
I think
you need to cut down on the red dye, sir.
The jealous call it rage.
You know what? Because I'm a compassionate
person. The understanding call it passion.
I care about you, and that's why I've tried to stage a Mio invention. So have some olives.
Well, I care about your taste buds. I just want to tell you that olives are disgusting, all right? Get away from them. They make nothing better. There's not one redeeming quality about an olive. There is not one thing that you put on an olive that makes better. You know where bacon makes everything better?
What if you put nutty sauce on it?
Hey, let me finish.
Are you on the campaign trail?
Do you know how bacon makes everything better? Olives make nothing better. They, in fact, take away from products that you put them on.
All right, how about this one?
Presenting no facts.
Dak Prescott, we were talking about with Diana Russini. If you were starting a football team today, Would you rather start with Matt Stafford as your quarterback right now or Dak Prescott as your quarterback right now? Dak Prescott or Matt Stafford? Starting today, all things are the same. Their ages are the same. Their situation is the same. Which one of those guys starting a franchise with right now? Bo, we'll start with you.
Matthew Stafford.
I just wanted to make sure everyone knew I was going.
Matt.
Exactly.
I think deduct a point for interruptions. can we mute her mic during my time?
If we're deductive point for interruption.
Matthew Stafford all the way, all right? Look, the guy's a proven winner. I'm a huge Dak Prescott fan, but Matthew Stafford has shown that he can put it together for a magical season. Dak has had the best offensive line at one point in his career, the best running back at one point in his career, a top three wide receiver at one point in his career, the top edge rusher, and one of the best defenses in the league at one point in his career. He still hasn't gotten it done. Give me Matthew Stafford there.
Tiff.
Dang it. I agree with that.
We got to get them all in. How about this? What's more classy, a crossbody bag or a Louis carry-on? What's more classy, a crossbody bag or a Louis carry-on? Tiff, we will start with you.
Is this a Louis carry-on that you maybe got off the street?
Yeah, I would say it's probably...
Or did you actually get it from...
I don't know, somebody that goes to Mexico once a year and probably has the ability to go there.
So you might want to check the tags on it.
Yeah, I don't think the numbers, you know, the serial numbers match up. We'll see.
Interesting. I am always going to go crossbody bag all day. Okay. It's convenient. Is it not convenient?
It
is very convenient. You can access your materials quickly.
Yeah.
It's close to your body. So if you're traveling in another country, if you were even on the streets of, I don't know, Atlanta. If you're anywhere,
that's a great
your
point.
Chances of getting pickpocketed
that's a great
are pretty
point.
Slim.
Yeah, it just seems like somebody's got a passport in there.
You know?
Yeah, right.
So I'm going crossbody at a convenience, not because I'm trying to be somebody else.
There is nothing convenient about wearing a strap around your body. It's ridiculous. What do you need a crossbody? You know what? You know what goes on my body and close to me? What's even harder to get to? A wallet that goes in my pocket. If you're so worried, put it in your front pocket. All right.
Bo wears a chain attached to his wallet.
Maybe put it. Maybe put it in your drawers.
You guys get man pockets. You have deeper pockets. Ooh. Therefore, I need a crossbody.
Well, we're talking about men wearing
a
crossbody.
Bag,
I don't care
bag.
If a woman wants to wear a crossbody. That's called a purse, Tiffany. Yeah.
All right.
Men do not wear crossbody bags.
Crossbody
Day-Day,
purchases.
Bring us the results.
Well, this was a tough one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to say that Tiffany comes out on top.
Whoa!
Woo!
Whoa! I'm sorry, bro.
What are you even talking about? There was no passion in any of her arguments.
Oh, my God. He's so salty.
Other
right
than crossbody.
You know, I love you. But the bag. You just didn't, you know.
He didn't sell it, man.
I was given 10 seconds when she got
speech.
An hour.
It didn't work.
Yeah. My mic was muted.
You're worried about how much time I got
remember
to
remember in November, you know what I mean? All that political
one
speech,
of her answers, she just said, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's that's the like, authenticity.
I mean,
it's
like,
the authenticity.
Seriously?
It's like one of those where you only get bad credit for ones you get wrong, not the ones you don't answer.
That's like writing a book
exactly.
report and saying,
well, look,
the book was good. I liked it.
You can complain and do some self-reflection during this break because we are getting set
hey,
for the wake-up call.
Self-reflection right now.
And you can give us a shout about your expectations for the Falcons' pass rush or offense this season like we discussed during the show. Or maybe you want to weigh in on what, in fact, is lame or what is corny.
Why Tiffany's both.
And whatever. Call us 404- 726-0929.
Is Eye of the Tiger lame
I'm
or corny?
Eye
of the Tiger.
No. Wake up calls next. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The payoff pitch on the way. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.